Radio.
All right, we're on the air live with our little radio show tonight. Myra has brought us some off-Broadway people.
Joey, I want to present to you.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm, one of these hustles where they're selling you a timeshare.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
John Haggerty's here. He was in Les Mis, you know. Big show. For 5 years he was in that. And also, you may have seen him in the film Shakespeare's Merchant. Which was nice to be a movie star.
The reason I invited these people here was because I went to see this, and the first thing I asked Lorca when I saw her outside, because
Lorca Paris, who is the artistic director of this theater.
And you
start, pretend you're in Toledo. So don't be artsy fartsy. You got to start with the beginning.
She was standing outside saying to me, "Are you going to the Judas Tree? It's on the second floor. That's not artsy fartsy.
Okay.
That's commerce."
Thank you.
But
it's direct.
Explain what she does. When you say theater company, you lose people. They don't know what that means. Right. They think it's the AMC or something.
There are groups of people in New York who are not on Broadway.
Yeah, no kidding. Everybody who lives here.
To work together and put on sometimes astonishing productions. And I had a publicist who was calling us and wanted us to go see it, and I thought, I guess I'll go down. I had an off night. And we slept all the way down to the Lower East Side, which is now becoming the high rent district, which is very good for these people, because where they used to be in the middle of the low rent district, they now have people around who can pay for tickets.
Well, they're going green. What they're doing is getting rid of all the buildings.
No, they're fixing up a lot of the buildings. Anyway, I went upstairs, and first thing I sat down, is there an intermission? Because I figured that way I
could escape.
Yeah.
And, it's a very sparse set because...
All right,
I just want to get to it. This is done with imagination rather than money.
What are you doing? What are you, doing this whole thing? Like you're doing a commercial for them.
Well, I
You got to explain. You have to explain why you went to a theater. I mean, everybody knows that you went to see King and I in Maui last week. I mean, what is that?
I also got roped into that and loved that.
Is that off Broadway? That's way off. All right. So what do you got here? You went to an island in the middle of the Pacific to see the King and I.
Well,
which is kind of redundant, But now you go down to Lower Manhattan and you heard about the Judas Tree, and so you go upstairs. The publicist is outside. You go upstairs. You see the show, and then you're describing the set.
Well, the set was the
why is it like an evening with Siskel and Ebert?
Listen, it's the beginning of it, because you see this kind of spare stage with a few seats, and then there's a thing in the middle of it that's bathed in all kinds of colors, and it looks like a tree, and six members of the company are part of the tree.
So what?
And they start dancing, and it is absolutely enchanting.
Oh, thank you. So you liked it?
It was so imaginative, and it was so good. It was about this crazy lady who killed people and planted them in her garden because she thought it would be good for her, for her plants.
Is there music in this?
Yes.
Are they just dancing a cappella?
No, there's music, there's dancing. It's just wonderful acting, and we have three of the actors here.
Why not all of them? What, are they dead?
We have 12 in the show.
Oh, I don't want to see all those people.
Well, you
got 12 people in the show, and there were like 100 seats?
Well, there are 5 chorus members who do all the dancing and the singing, and then we have 7 principal actors who play various roles. And some are just playing one character.
Yeah. So why are you guys not on the Today Show? Where they can see what you...
Because we're on the Joey Reynolds Show.
But they can see your beautiful faces on television. So you got to see the faces of the people here in the room. That's what makes the difference, isn't it?
Actually, it was the movement. It was everything about it.
Yeah, but that's a good television.
The faces are good, too.
Yes.
Now, and...
Colleen.
What? Colleen had two faces, and some of them had two faces. You didn't know when they went from one part to another that it was the same person. It's just terrific.
And
how about Dan Hicks?
Dan Hicks plays two people.
Now, what has he done before? What did he do to get to this thing?
Well, I'm very good friends with the director, Lorca Paris, and we've worked. This is, I think, my third full production with her.
Since 2001.
Since 2001, and... this is the first show that I've actually sung in, and Lorca asked me 6 months ago, she goes, "Dan, can you carry a tune?" And I'd just been singing the other day, and I said yes. And it was quite a challenge to get this song down, but...
Well, let's take this down to where everybody plays, all right? Why should I get my ass off the couch and come and see your show?
Because it's a one-of-a-kinder. Just a little bit on multi-stages. I started the company in 97 because I wanted to do multicultural, multidisciplinary new works. And this play by Mary Finger Gale is perfect. It was the winner of our contest that we held last year.
Yeah.
And we had over 100 plays that were submitted. And it has this gorgeous chorus that sings and dances, and they become flowers and trees and corpses and all kinds of things. And the music is written by Annika Paris, who's a wonderful composer. She's won a lot of awards. And
why is this not on Broadway?
Well, we may get to Broadway, but you have to start somewhere.
Yeah, you do. You got to start here.
Right. I mean, don't forget that a lot of shows have wound up on Broadway. You're in Town, for example, started out as a showcase.
Excuse me?
You're in Town. And that ran for 2 years on Broadway.
And Passing Strange.
Right, Passing Strange also.
And Spring Awakening. They all started out somewhere else.
All owned by the same person.
That's right, Pat Addis, who I'd like to see your show.
You didn't go to the Drama Desk.
Introduce us.
You did not go to the Drama Desk nominations tonight.
I couldn't.
You weren't there. You were busy drinking vodka.
I was talking to the people who make vodka.
Yeah, I know. But not having any, of course.
I didn't. They wouldn't give me any. Alvin said to me, get a bottle.
They wouldn't give you some?
No, they couldn't because they're waiting for the bottles to come from France.
Oh,
they're just opening up.
Up there, Grey Goose. Who cares?
Oh, no. Theirs is better than Grey Goose.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, you know the show here, this
Judas Tree.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's a burial spot for bad talent?
Well, it's based on a true story about Dorothea Puente, who was a serial killer, one of the few female serial killers.
And it's a musical?
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah. It sort of has a, well, so is Assassins and other things like that.
Well, it's not a true musical. I mean, they don't, it's like the whole story isn't told through singing. What happens is the music intertwines with the story and brings it together.
Well, that's like saying that Sweeney Todd is a stylist.
Well, no, it's more like a Greek chorus that actually sings.
Ah, I see. So Phaedra, right? So you don't have any of the music here tonight, do you?
No.
So we got to come and see this.
Yes, you have to come see it. I'll tell you
where to go. Where is it?
We can get you can get tickets by calling 212.
No. Don't get the phone number.
4444.
No, wait.
107 Suffolk
Street. Stop. Wait. Let me do the show. Do the website. That's what you want.
Smarttix.com. SMARTTIX.com. And the play is The Judas Tree.
All right. And you can go to what theater is it?
It's at Teatro Latea, which is in the CSB Cultural Center downtown. There are five different theaters in the space. It's a fabulous, wonderful tradition down in the Lower East Side.
Judas Tree. Thanks, guys. Be right back.